Welcome to today's podcast on delegation. Are you unsure how to balance your workload with your competing priorities? Are you wondering how to achieve all your goals? Keep calm. We've got it covered. Sometimes there's more work than you can do in the allotted time. Maybe your capability is reduced due to the health or family commitments outside of work, or your tasks are more complex than you imagined. In this podcast, we will take you through the steps to evaluate and prioritize the work that's on your plate so you can delegate to others, which increases your efficiency and helps others grow. So how do you evaluate your workload and identify what to delegate? There are three steps. 1. Understand the work you have. 2. Prioritize your work. 3. Track your progress. Let's take it step by step. Step 1. Understand the work you have. First, analyze your calendar. Make sure you know how you're actually spending your day. For 1 week, take a close look at how you're spending your time each day. Here are some tips. Do this at the end of each day while it's fresh in your mind. Fill out every bit of your day to assess what you really did with your time. Get granular and mark at least every half hour. Look for patterns that impact how you work. Then ask yourself, what patterns do I notice? How much time is spent on filler or procrastination? And how many hours this week were spent in collaborative work with others versus independent work that you can do on your own time? After analysis and before you plan the next week, decide, what is your current work capacity? What time of day will be best for you to complete the individual work? What time of day will be best for you to complete collaborative work? And what type of communication cadence with your colleagues is needed? What support would you like from your supervisor to be wildly successful? Step 2. Prioritize your work. Use the Eisenhower Matrix, also referred to as the Urgent Important Matrix, to help you prioritize your tasks by urgency and importance. Remember, doing this will help you identify what to delegate to others. The four categories in the Eisenhower Matrix are urgent and important, urgent and not important, not urgent and important, not urgent and not important. Complete the urgent and important items first to avoid any negative consequences. An example may be submitting a time-sensitive brief or answering a priority email. You will likely have tasks that are important but not urgent. These are the long-term goals that may need a large chunk of your time. An example may be completing your individual development plan. So do a little at a time to ensure the important work gets done, even if there is no urgent deadline. Eliminate the tasks which are neither urgent nor important. By freeing yourself from these tasks, you will end up having more time for the important tasks. An example may be spending too much time editing a non-critical document. Finally, delegate the tasks that are urgent yet not important. You can delegate these tasks to others, keeping track of the progress. How granular you get depends on the type of work. A large, complex project may break into subtasks, so you can evaluate what's urgent and not. Step 3. Track your progress. Now that you have determined workload and prioritized, let's move to the next step. Tracking progress. What did you delegate that was urgent yet not important? How did the assignee handle it? What would you do differently in the future so you can delegate even more, letting the assignee grow and develop? Ultimately, being balanced in your work requires continuous focus and intentionality on delegating what you can and focusing on the work that's urgent and important. So share these tips to improve everyone's efficiency. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local BD17 representative or contact HQ's BD17 at NAVFAC HQ Total Force Development at Navy.mil. As part of your certification, please write this code in your workbook. 3, lowercase q, up arrow, capital V, plus sign, capital X.